It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You just can't get enough. There's just Viagra all over the floor.
Just a rough night.
He's just breathing so hard as the door opens.
Okay.
One walks out and the cane pulls another one in.
He's going to robe the whole season.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He gets a stuck in the door jam.
Okay. Stop it.
Hold him. I dumped it.
Why?
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
You can't say that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I got caught up in the moment. I got excited for Norm as the Bachelor.
I think we just had the best e-news ever.
As Norm shuts the door, one of his testicles gets caught
and stuck on the other side of the door. And he, like, turns around to, and his sack gets distended.
He walks, like, 20 feet away and doesn't notice.
Still just kind of normal. Looks down like, okay. Okay. Well, something's kind of off a bit.
Oh, my God. Let's see who gets to break the hardest this week. On the Little Ticket.
Crawford AC and Plumbing. Crawford Services AC and Plumbing brings us the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Okay, candidate number one. Craig, you took 4 semesters of Spanish. As
si.
Did I.
Si. Amigo.
How would you pronounce this word?
I just had that in one of our live spots or something.
Yes, 40 liner. Yeah,
I always have said taqueria, but when I said it, I was unsure that was correct.
If we were in Spanish, wouldn't we say taqueria? Taque? Remy?
That's
a K
so.
Right there, right?
Yeah.
Q U E.
Taqueria is how we say it in Texas, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's what Bob and Corby thought. I guess this is on DJ. Listen to this pronunciation fight.
1310, The Ticket.
Whatever tempts your taste buds can be found in Terrell, Texas. Tex-Mex from small taquerias to places like the legendary Chewy's. Plenty of Italian and pizza options from family-owned restaurants to Olive Garden. Barbecue, steakhouses, Chinese, and Thai. Check out the dining options at discoverterrell.com.
This show sucks. Taqueria.
You don't like my accent?
I thought you were Mexican.
What did he just call those?
Taquerias.
Taqueria?
Taquerias.
Taqueria.
No.
I don't even know what to do with him.
In Duncanville, Texas, we call him taquerias.
Well, in Mexico...
It's a regional dialect of Duncanville?
Yes.
Never been so ashamed to work with someone.
Okay, that's a little dramatic there from Corby. Who's right?
Man, I don't know, because I think I have heard it the way that DJ said it, so
yeah.
He could be right.
Taqueria.
It's not the way I've always said it, but then again, I'm not an expert, so...
It would be taqueria.
Taqueria could be right.
Yeah.
It's taqueria, right?
Taquia?
Yeah.
All right, we have another entry.
I mean, I've always said it taqueria. I think most people I know in Texas say it taqueria.
No.
Yeah, I guess if we wanted to be really technical, it would be taqueria, but taqueria seems right. Either way, it stopped down the hard line. They couldn't even get started.
It just stopped down this segment,
and, yeah,
as we all tried to figure it out.
We're still going on it 3 days later. There's DJ as candidate number one. This will be on, I guess, just engineering. It shouldn't be on Travis because Travis Mejia tried to save this during the invasion last Friday when they were out at Fannin, and their broadcast went off. So all of a sudden their remote broadcast went down and you weren't able to hear them. I don't know what our policy is on this, if we just play music for 5 minutes and then go to commercial. But let's give Travis some credit here for trying to put together a talk show.
That flock to the ball, that are capable of making plays, that I think you can use in a variety of different ways to generate not only pressure on Dak, but I do kind of wonder, because I think they've got the personnel if they want to, why not?
We have lost our wonderful broadcasters out at Fan and Tree Farm, and they were talking a little Cowboys, having a good time. So let's see if we can burn a few minutes here waiting for them to maybe reconnect.
I like how every time this happens, the producer always looks at me as if...
Yeah, I need somebody to banter with.
Why not Ham? He's
well,
right there.
Well, he's got to get everybody reconnected.
That's fair.
The
he's got a job.
New interns have only been here but like five times, so I can't ask him to hop on air. So it's really got to be me and you, Lando. We have a lot of broadcast history together
yes.
on Saturdays. Cross-talking.
We will not be on the air tomorrow. We get a weekend off.
I know, that's nice. Yeah,
a little
be good.
SMU action in the morning.
Yeah, a little Rich Phillips. Who doesn't like to quack at 10 in the morning?
Just to promote the station a little bit. Yeah. SMU Louisville starting at 10:30 tomorrow.
Ooh, I'll be tuned in for that.
Hell yeah. Me too.
How are we doing over there? Damn. Oh, we're
still dealing with it.
Yeah, you know, Cowboys get going Sunday. Or Monday. And Monday is the Chiefs game.
Y'all can stop this
Sunday.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sunday night football.
It goes on for another 20 seconds or so.
I'm guessing as baseball players, they couldn't hit a curveball.
No, I guess not. So, yeah, although it wasn't his fault, we'll put it on Travis as candidate number two. And, yeah, I'm back again this week. And this is kind of the essence of an e-break when you defiantly try to tell someone something and you're really dead wrong, as I confused the movies Ghost and Sixth Sense and yelled at Gordo.
Poltergeist, a ghost or other supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises or objects being thrown around.
Loud noises.
Mm. Mm. Yes. See, knock on my window, that's a loud noise. And throwing stuff around, they didn't really throw the needle, but they moved the needle.
Mm-hmm.
So mine was a poltergeist.
Just like Bruce Willis did. He could learn how to move stuff.
What?
In Ghost. What do you mean, what?
Bruce Willis wasn't in Ghost.
Not Bruce Willis.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, sorry.
Boy,
you stopped me on that role that I was on. I was
you
just guy rolling.
In the next cubicled him.
I was thinking of Sixth Sense.
Okay, but he didn't move stuff in Sixth Sense.
Six. Hang on. I'm going to go over there where I can hit you.
Why are you hitting me? You're the one that's wrong on two counts.
Yeah, but you're a jerk.
I'm not a jerk.
You know. Okay, I guess I should apologize a couple of days later for... But you do that to me all the time. I'll bring up an actual example of something. What? What are you talking about? Like I'm from Mars. And usually it's right. In this case, I was
wrong. You're always wrong.
I'm not always wrong.
Pretty much. But I'd say 99% of the time you're wrong.
I'd say 99% of the time you're a jerk.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's what people think, too. They think you're a jerk.
I'm trying to help you out in the world by giving you correct information.
Correct information?
Uh-huh.
All right. Is
that
it
Bruce Willis isn't in Ghost all the time.
You mean what? Is it DJ, Travis, or me? And for those wondering, I can't believe George put himself up for e-break again. We go with the best three candidates each week, all right? So get over yourself.
If those are the best three candidates, then...
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
By the way, I went to SpanishDictionary.com, and the first three, the only three pronunciations listed are taqueria.
Oh, okay. No.
Yes.
DJ, instant reaction.
I wish we lived in a state that had some Spanish speakers that could give us the correct answer.
I know. All right, DJ, Travis, or me, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, man. Hola.
Hola.
How are the musers doing this morning?
Okay.
I would like to vote for Taco Rhea.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio.
Hi, my name is Piper again.
And I vote for DJ.
My name is Piper again.
All right, Piper. Way to go. Happy Friday. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm with Piper. I think I want to vote for DJ.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh,
she's still
okay.
on.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
That must have been Piper's dad.
Yes.
Oh,
and she
wow.
was there
the
in the background.
Double call.
They called up on two different phones.
Wow. Okay, technically it's two different people. I guess it still counts yeah. for two votes. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I'd like to vote for you, Seeing Dead People and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream. And it counts. Hi. Maybe?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to vote for George, but I want to write in Suspended Without Hay.
That wasn't
that
an e-break.
That was just a quality joke.
That was a grand slam. That was a walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, that's just up for line of the week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hola, musers. Yo
Hola.
Soy Dora. Can you say Taco Rio? No, you can't.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
Hey, I had a question for you about the taqueria.
Yeah.
Do they have cute waitresses like the Waffle Houses do?
Well, if that is his vote, triple fake tiger, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. DJ,
13-10.
That's my DJ.
1310, the ticket.
Whatever tempts your taste buds can be found in Terrell, Texas. Tex-Mex from small taquerias to places like the legendary Chewy's. Plenty of Italian and pizza options from family-owned restaurants to Olive Garden, barbecue, steakhouses, Chinese, and Thai. Check out the dining options at discoverterrell.com.
This show sucks. Taquerias.
You don't like my accent?
I thought you were Mexican.
What did he just call those?
Taquerias.
Taqueria?
Taquerias.
Taqueria.
No.
I don't even know what to do with it.
In Duncanville, Texas, we call them taquerias.
Well, in Mexico...
It's a regional dialect of Duncanville?
Yes.
Never been so ashamed to work with someone.
All right, the controversy continues. I think I've said it both ways. I don't know what we're settling on.
DJ seems to be adding an A in there that doesn't exist.
No.
Taquia, he's putting an A there between the E and the R.
Okay.
Taquia-ria.
Yeah.
Taqueria.
I think I would say 99% of people say taqueria.
Okay.
Taqueria.
Well, either way, DJ has won the e-break. How many is that for DJ?
That is DJ's third e-break win. He is now 134 behind the all-time leader Norman Regional Dialect of Little Elm Hitzkiss.
Okay. Way to go, DJ Ringenberg.